KTBB News Time, 7:53, 39 degrees in Tyler, 36 degrees in Longview. And a good morning to you, East Texas. It is time now for You Tell Me Texas with KTBB's own Paul Gleiser. Good morning, Chief.
Well, good morning, Jeff. We are sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the Restaurant and Grand Tasting Room at Keepersall, East Texas Destinations, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. Well, given the amount of fire he's taking, we can be certain that Elon Musk is directly over the target. In addition to having ignited a wave of howling by enraged Democrats over his upending of the waste and corruption at the United States Agency for International Development, $2 million for sex change surgeries and LGBTQ activism in Guatemala, anyone? Musk has uncovered breathtaking sloppiness and massive fiscal irresponsibility at the Treasury Department. That's not all. He's all over the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, calling for it to be shut down because it's operating without congressionally approved funding, and it is promulgating banking regulations that have the perverse effect of making credit and financial services harder to obtain for low-income consumers. Everywhere he shows up, Musk is finding staggering levels of waste, inefficiency, and fraud on the part of the federal government that we pay for and that is supposed to be working for us. You'd think that rooting out waste and fraud would enjoy bipartisan support, but no, Democrats are beside themselves. Here's Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, a Native American descendant, just ask her, shrieking about Elon Musk at a small public rally Monday.
This is like a bank robber trying to fire the cops and turn off the alarms just before he strolls into the lobby.
Yeah, Liz, that's it. It's not that billions of dollars taken from the paychecks of those hardworking, low-income, and middle-class taxpayers you say you're all about are being wasted in the most grotesque ways possible. It's that Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, is trying to steal from them. In fact, it's the Leviathan state that Democrats so strongly favored that's stealing, and in ways that no one has dared to imagine until now. You sometimes have to ask, can these people hear themselves? In the case of Musk's criticism of the Treasury Department, rather than saying, wow, it looks like the Treasury is long overdue for an audit, attorneys general from 19 blue states filed suit in federal court for the Southern District of New York, a friendly venue for Democrats. The judge, Obama appointee Paul Engelmeyer, issued an order blocking access by Musk and the Doge team to the Treasury payment system. The order essentially says that only permanent federal bureaucrats can have access. Mere political appointees cannot. Never mind that the Secretary of the Treasury is a political appointee. The ruling's ridiculous on its face. The Treasury Secretary can look at anything of the Department of the Treasury that he wants. And so can anyone else appointed by the president, say, for example, Elon Musk. God bless Elon Musk and God bless Trump for appointing him to this role. All of us who pay taxes have long known that we are, to some degree or another, being ripped off. But Democrats are panicking because we're about to find out that it is many, many orders of magnitude worse than we thought. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. Well, so you need to get the team together. You need to get everybody in the same room to roll out new products and initiatives, set priorities, hash out the best strategy to solve a strategic problem, or just get everybody pulling on the oars together. Well, I have a recommendation. Get out of the office and hold your key meeting on the estate at Keepersall. Why? Well, because there's no better place in East Texas. Keepersall has meeting spaces with full AV support. If you have troops coming in from out of town, there are beautiful overnight accommodations. You're going to need to break for lunch. That's no problem. And to wrap it all up with cocktails and dinner? Well, you're right there on the property with one of the finest dining experiences in all of Texas. And all of it against the backdrop of a beautiful wine estate that has been judged the best in Texas for the second year in a row at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo International Wine Competition. To learn more about meetings and retreats at the wine estate at Keepersall, visit keepersall.com/meetings. Keepersall.com/meetings.